T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
9:31 and a half, talking to Jay Vise, Communications Director, for Second Harvest Food Bank. And Jay, I presume, well, first of all, good morning to you, and I presume that nothing has really changed in terms of the need and the pressure that is on Second Harvest Food Bank.
Tommy, you're so right. And as we talked about last week, we have a challenge now with a lot of extra food we were getting from a fantastic government program, the CFAP program, that Congress authorized about 3 months ago in the face of the pandemic. And it's been good for us, good for the people we help, good for the American and Louisiana farmers. But that program's run out of money. So we're working with our congressional delegation across the aisle. Everybody's on board. They're working as fast as they can to get more money back into that so we can do more of these mass distributions that we have been doing.
Did I see something about some kind of similar thing as it relates to Louisiana seafood? And is that an area that Second Harvest is dealing with?
Yeah, we talked to the attorney. I talked to the attorney that's having that push on right now, and hopefully that'll be a buy that they can make. Seafood wasn't originally one of the products that they had in this program to purchase for this type of program, emergency program. But this attorney, the association, Louisiana Shrimping Associations, there's a couple of them, as well as, you know, Dr. Mike Strain, Billy Dungesser, all on board and pushing this again with Congress. At what point they finally do refund this or give additional funding, that Louisiana shrimpers will benefit as well. Because, you know, most of their product goes to restaurants, and it's that's really down right now.
And it's not a luxury. It's a great source of protein, and it just seems to make every bit of sense in the world. What do people need? What does Second Harvest need, Jay? And tell me about how can people help? Tell me about the Charity Navigator.
Okay. You know, we've talked a lot about the most efficient thing you can do during a disaster, an emergency like this, is a monetary donation. Whether it's to us or an organization you trust, every dollar donated to us can help provide 4 meals, not just now, but year-round because of our buying power. It helps keep our trucks on the road, that sort of thing, a fleet of almost 30 trucks now. But for anyone who's considering a donation, not just to us, but to any large organization, a charity that does this type of work, I would strongly encourage you to check them out first at this website. The organization's called Charity Navigator. Their website is charitynavigator.org, and you can plug in the legal name of whatever charity you want to check out. Tommy, it goes into the financials, tax returns, tax filing statements of every charity in America that has more than $1 million revenue, and we do. So, for instance, if you go in and plug in our full legal name, Second Harvest Food Bank of Greater New Orleans and Acadiana, you'll get the rankings there. It's got links to our tax forms, and I'm proud to say, once again this year, we have 4 out of 4 stars. We're in the top 3% in terms of their rankings. What they do is they go in and check things like percentage of donations that are used for fundraising, stewardship of money, health of the programs, that the money's actually being spent. You know, proud to say our administrative and fundraising fees are all of the above, about 3.5%. And that's we constantly work to get that lower, and that's why we have such a high ranking. But whomever you're choosing to donate to, and there's a lot of these organizations that advertise a lot during a disaster like this, you'll hear about them. Go ahead and go to charitynavigator.org, plug in their name first, and hopefully you'll get good news that your money is being well spent.
And quickly, in terms of distributions, Jay?
Well, we didn't have the one at Zephyr Field today because of our food supply issues, and the one in New Orleans East has stood down because we're switching to more neighborhood distributions there. We still have, like a week from today, we'll have one at Zephyr Field. We have one Friday in Franklinton. We have one this week in Lafayette, but we do cover 23 parishes, so it's spread pretty thin. So still, the best thing folks can do, if you need help, if you need food assistance or you know someone who does and you're within the sound of WWL here, call 211. Dial 211. It's a non-emergency number that's supported by the United Way, and it you'll get a live operator 24/7. It's staffed 24/7. They'll take your address and find the food support nearest you, because we still support, although we don't have as many major distributions, we still support hundreds of local pantries, soup kitchens, shelters, and like sites like that that are still open with us now and year-round. Call 211. We'll get you the help you need as close to you as possible.
Thank you, Jay. I appreciate your time as always. I really do. Jay Vice, Second Harvest Food Bank. And give me that Navigator address one more time.
Charity Navigator. I'm sorry, charitynavigator.org.
All right. Thank you, sir. We're going to take a break, 9:36, 24 before 10. More vehicle break-ins happened the night before last. We'll talk with Ronald Surpass about that when we come back. Right now, it's time for traffic on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.